Hello, this is John Zifferman from physicalliving.com, and I'm joined by Circular Strength Training head coach Shane Hines, who is the founder of Dare to Evolve and the creator of the Clubbell Flow Evolution, which is the third installment in the Clubbell Evolution Trinity of Clubbell-based training programs. Now, I've already reviewed this excellent program quite extensively and published all my thoughts on my site, so in this interview, if you can call it that, we're just going to talk for a bit. But I just wanted to go a little bit deeper. You know, basically, we're going to be discussing the future of Clubbell training, and in particular, how the next evolution can help you achieve your health and fitness goals using this excellent training tool. So, welcome to the call, Shane, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, John. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. The feeling's mutual. All right, so for those who don't know you already, who are you, and what on earth are you doing here?
Like on earth, literally? My name is Shane Hines, and I'm the owner and founder of Dare to Evolve. Those who have been around for a while know me from my days with Gymnos Evolution, which Dare to Evolve is the new incarnation of that. And I'm a health and fitness professional, and my primary purpose is assisting people to use their physical fitness as a vehicle for enhancing the quality of their life, and not just from a physical standpoint, but actually from the whole picture standpoint, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, using the physical fitness as a means for driving the development that we're looking for greater success and greater quality and greater all sense of just knowing and a greater sense of purpose and direction in their lives. And and so that's in a nutshell what I do. A lot of all of the programs that I provide, and in this case, as we're talking Clubbell Flow Evolution, the Clubbell Evolution series, are based on the founding principles of the circular strength training system, which was created by Scott Sunnan. And Scott Sunnan was a coach of mine. And I about 4 or 5 years ago found this system, and just everything about it clicked. And it's the most, I mean, there's a lot of really, really great stuff out there. And it's actually not to put anything else down. I think there's tons of beneficial means, and we're actually, our greatest benefit is being able to cycle in and out of different offerings that are out there. But as a system itself, circular strength training, like unto itself, circular strength training was and still is for me just the most complete system I've ever come across for greatest balance. And when I found it, this process of using the physical fitness as that vehicle for my personal development was already a really strong foundation in me. And so I just didn't, I was continually searching and looking for means to improve upon then the improving the physical vehicle that I was using. And so when I found circular strength training, I was like, oh, this is it. This is the one. Holy mackerel, does this hit it on so many levels. And so I dove in and have had the honor and the blessing of being a part of an amazing team of coaches and super talented professionals, as well as really, really genuine individuals. Just very sincere in their desire to continue to serve their fellow man and to be able to continue to bring them the highest quality of services and just improve their overall quality of life all around. And so it wasn't just the system itself, which for me was hands down, I was like, this is it. This is if I'm to apply a vehicle in the way that we do at Dare to Evolve, this is it. And end. But so not just in that sense, but as actually having a team and a community to be a part of and to grow with, and have had the honor of being able to work with amazing people and find myself diving in very deep and being able to just really grow within a system that supported my growth as well so much. And that's where the foundation for the Club L Evolution programs came in terms of how I look at, I mean, the Club L, Scott Sunnan is the creator and innovator of the modern Club L. So for me, he was the one that introduced me to the tool and the whole system. It really fits. So when I created them, that's what those programs, from the physical standpoint, are based upon, are all the founding principles of circular strength training. And because it works. It's such a complement to, and opens up through the physical avenue that access to the other parts of ourselves in a way that I haven't found elsewhere. Mm. And so that's what I do.
I'll go on.
No, it's just, yep, that's who I am, there to evolve, and what I do, and kind of a little history on where it's kind of, the big growth has come in the last 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. And I can echo all the same sentiments about the CST system and the community. I mean, everything you said is spot on. Couldn't have said it better myself. And I'm really glad that you mentioned how one of your primary goals is to show people the way to turn physical transformation into a catalyst or a vehicle for lifestyle transformation, because that's a subject I'm also passionate about. We're definitely going to be talking about that today during this interview, if we can get to it, time allowing. So let's move right into it. What is the Club L Flow Evolution, and how did it come about?
Well, the Club L Flow Evolution is a program utilizing the Club L that builds the entire theme of the program is serenity in the hurricane. And so the Club L Flow Evolution as a vehicle is meant as a specific vehicle in finding that calm in the storm, finding that serenity in the hurricane of life, because life is probably the biggest storm we will ever face. And
I hope so.
It comes at us from every single direction, every which way, up, down, all around, in an innumerable number of combinations that I don't think even a computer could possibly calculate, that we are constantly barraged. And I think what often happens is that with that hurricane, it can often become really, really just very overwhelming, and which can either have us running away in fear or completely paralyzed. And so the Club L Flow Evolution as a training program, as a vehicle for finding that space to be able to work within the hurricane. Because the thing is that, the hurricane of life is not meant to be a negative thing. It's providing the impetus for us to grow and to be more. And when you think about a hurricane and these massive storms, they're actually a rebalancing and in nature. So it's the earth. These massive storms are occurring as a part of the earth's attempt to go constantly find that state of balance, to go back into a state of homeostasis. So if we think about the storm in our lives, or the storm of our lives, it's this process of constantly trying to help us come to as balanced as we'll ever be, to that state of homeostasis, to that place of center. And so it's a positive thing. And storms in nature bring massive, massive amounts of energy. And so if we also apply that to the analogy of the hurricane in our life, that it's also bringing a ton of energy, that if we run and hide or cower away from it, that we lose out. If we try and shut ourselves off from it, we lose out on what it's actually trying to give us to be able to take advantage of. And so the idea of the Club Bell Flow Evolution is providing through the physical training, that vehicle, for us to then connect to trying to find a space of calm within the insanity around us, within the craziness of the hurricane that's going on, so that then we can take that with us throughout the rest of our day and throughout the rest of our lives and sort of have a foundation of like, oh yeah, no, that's right, I got this, I can take this in, I want to take this in. And the club bells just happen to be, I feel, the most, like, the perfect training implement that you could possibly use in this context. But not just as a tool, but combined with the way they're utilized in the club bell flow evolution, which is club bell flows. Now, some people may sort of think about, for anyone who is familiar with Prasara Yoga, we'll be able to kind of, if I say, think Prasara Yoga flow with club bells, and they'll go, oh, holy mackerel, seriously? Yeah. And anyone who's not familiar with Prasara Yoga flows, it is different from a Vinyasa Yoga flow, which is we're much more familiar with. Vinyasa flow going into, you know, through sun salutation, it's a little bit more linear, and it's definitely, like, super beneficial, and actually probably you could compare the phase two of the club bell flow evolution, which is more the combinations, to like a Vinyasa flow. And by the time you get to the full-on flow, though, it is you're moving the club bell, transitioning from one movement to the next, 360 and all around your body, and nonstop. So it continues. And so when you have an implement like the club bell, which because of its leverage disadvantage, and for those out there that aren't familiar with club bells, a light weight feels way heavier than we're used to. I love, my favorite thing is to hand the club bell to the big guys out there, all you know, big strong dudes. And they're like, how much is this? 15 pounds. They're like, what? You give it to them and they almost drop it. And they're like, oh, my elbow, my wrist, oh, what is this thing? This is not 15 pounds. But it's because of the leverage disadvantage. Something that Scott Sunnan actually calls it is the most inefficient tool. And I always really like that because some people would look at it and go, well, inefficient, that means it's not very efficient at helping me get my results. Not at all. It's actually because it's the most inefficient tool, it forces us to be the most efficient. Now, I'm not saying, you know, get a chain and connect a spiked ball on one end and connect, like, your dog on the other end and connect.
I think that would be a great stabilization.
With water. You know, like, I'm not saying go out and make a crazy inefficient tool so that you have to try and efficiently work with it. I mean, the beautiful thing.
Do you have to yodel while you're using it?
Yeah.
That would make things harder.
That would make it really hard. Well, and then you could have, you know, those little harmonica stands that go around your neck with a harmonica.
Absolutely.
So you have to breathe through the harmonica.
Actually, I've been coming out with a product using that itself with club bells, so please don't
make. All right, we'll stop there. We won't let too much more out. But, you know, it's the idea that, you know, it's the most inefficient tool, but it can be used very safely and effectively so that we're not getting hurt. But as an inefficient tool, it forces us to have to be the most efficient. So when you're using the club bell and you're starting to go, you're starting to move beyond the singular movements, which are already so much more. Like a lot of the singular movements themselves can start taking you beyond what we're definitely what we're able to do with dumbbells, even beyond what we're able to do with kettlebells in terms of the range of motions that we're able to move through safely around our body. That to then take that and move it into combinations, which those who train with club bells are very familiar with. There's tons of combinations out there. But then to take it even one step beyond that and move it into full-on club bell flows, so that continuously moving from one to the next to the next to the next to the next through all of these ranges of motion around your body, when you're training, that thing is a hurricane. That's like it was the perfect application of a physical training tool to the idea of trying to find the serenity in the hurricane. Because with the club bell flow evolution, when you're going through, it's not, you know, it's not timed sets. It's not, it's pretty high intensity once you start getting to the flows and you're trying to work it for a long time. Any of the beta testers who have had the opportunity to go through that did this before I launched can attest to it. But it's more like you're going, it's about going continuously, and it's about really finding a pace and just finding a pace that allows you to continue to go and go and go. Actually, a lot of the kettlebell enthusiasts, like the kettlebell sport enthusiasts that are used to the timed sets, whether you're working with the cleans or, you know, just the snatches and the various long cycles that they have, I think they'll actually find a real affinity for this because they're used to those time sets of having to find that pacing within the context of the work. That being said, it's going to take them completely out of their comfort zone only because it's moving into much broader ranges. So the club bell flow evolution takes the theme of serenity in the hurricane and uses the club bell applied in the context of club bell flows as the physical vehicle to drive that. And now the thing is that with everyone, there is, you know, there is a first phase. These are full-out three-month-long programs. So you have your first phase. So beginners can totally come in and you're going to work with the basics, and then the basics then build off of that, and you move into the second phase, and you'll start putting them together into combinations. And then before you actually get to the third and final phase of the flow. But that being said, it's done in a way that allows you to dive in while and get a really great workout out of it, while being able to progressively move you through. And that was one of the things that kept coming back from the beta testers as they were going through this, was I kept thinking every time we were moving on to a new phase, I kept thinking, man, this is going to be really hard. Like mentally, they thought it was going to be a lot harder than it was. But then they got in and they're like, oh, my body is already prepped for this because of the previous phase. So that by the time they got to the flow, the flows were challenging in trying to maintain them for the duration and doing them continuously. But from a motor coordination standpoint, it actually wasn't that bad. They all felt pretty good with it. And it was just, you know, would just take a little bit of time to continue to groove it. But within one session, they're like, oh, my body's starting to get this. Okay, that actually wasn't so hard. And so, yeah, so that's what the club bell flow evolution is its primary purpose is the driving of that finding the serenity in the hurricane of life, and then being able to use the application of the club bell as a tool applied in the context of club bell flows to then help support that as you're trying to find it, because it mirrors it in a very real way.
Very good, very good. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, but, you know, how can you possibly trust people to learn and master highly technical, sophisticated club bell flows from a do-it-yourself training program, you know, without impaling themselves in the head with an awkward weighted bat?
That's a very good question. And that was something that I had considered as well. Because, I mean, you know, for me as a fitness professional and as a circular strength training head coach, you know, my responsibility is to make sure people can do this safely, and that if they're going to do this safely and progress safely, that I'm not just throwing them the kitchen sink. And so the club, ooh, this is twice. I still haven't mentioned it anywhere else. I'm going to mention it twice for John Sifferman. Okay.
Oh, so, I was going to ask. Believe me, I was going to bring this up, Shane. Because I was going to say, I've got it right here, because I knew I'd be entering restricted territory. You told me, okay, that the six club bell flows in your programs are components themselves, and I quote, to the biggies. Okay. Now, could you explain that again? Because for a second there, I thought you said that the six club bell flows are components to the biggies.
Yes.
That is what you said.
That is what I said. And okay. When I first created the club bell flows, because there are three components to the club bell flow evolution, I guess I'll touch on that real quick right now. There is the hurricane healing mobility, and that is utilizing a single 5-pound club bell, and that single 5-pound club bell is meant for mobility. So if you've been inactive for a long time, if you're a total beginner to club bell training, if you're coming back from an injury, you know, once you've been cleared by your doctor and your physio and you're in post rehab, if you're coming back from an injury, or if you're really active and you're just looking for something to supplement what you already do and looking forward, this also really fits in that range. So it's with a 5-pound club bell. It's based on mobility, but it's very different from what most people associate with mobility and clubs in general, which a lot of people are familiar with, the idea of mobility and Indian clubs. So what it does is it gives you the benefit. There will be some similarities on a few levels, but it kind of goes a little deeper in also giving you a foundation to then jump to the next level. And then the second component to the club bell flow evolution is flow force endurance. And this is using double club bells. And the double club bells, you're using a pair and moving those through towards flow and towards a club bell flow. And that one is kind of geared towards, from a physical standpoint, more muscular endurance. You're going for higher repetitions with a lighter weight. The beta testers were all laughing when I said 10 pounds, and I had one fellow who all he had was 15 pounds, and so that's what he had to use, and I was interested to see how he did with it. He had to be choked up the whole way, and it was tough, but he also went and ran his first 30K, which by the time 30-kilometer running race, and he said there was, by the time you get to around 24, 25 kilometers, this thing it's like all hills. And where he lives, he doesn't have hills, so he couldn't train hills, so he just did the program. And he said he blew his times out of the water. And so just to be able to have that staying power, and that's the flow force endurance. And then the third component is cyclone strength. And cyclone strength uses a single heavy club bell for those who enjoy using the big club bell and being able to
myself included.
And that one, again, on a kind of on a physical attribute standpoint, you're looking more at strength, endurance, and because it's not just single repetitions, you're now taking a heavy club bell and moving it through space on multiple levels over and over and over again. So it's being able to call on that continuously as you're doing so. So those are the three components. There's the mobility, the muscular endurance, and the strength endurance. And so each of those have the two flows in them. And those are the six flows that that you're talking about. And so, but each of those components, when I originally put them together, were a single flow. And so I had a single flow for the mobility, a single flow for the flow force endurance, and then a single flow for the cyclone strength. And when I was looking at them, now for me, I had been training with club bells for a few years, and would be considered, you know, at a relatively advanced level with them. And so I went through and came up with these flows, and I was like, had a lot of fun with them and really enjoyed the constructing of them all. But then, you know, immediately thought, okay, now how is a beginner going to do this? Because I could release this program as such, but that would really only then be accessible to those who are the club bell enthusiasts who have been at it for a long time. And while I love you guys, because I'm a club bell enthusiast myself, my purpose in putting the programs out is not to kind of just put out the next big thing. It's not just to kind of put out the big fancy stuff. My personal goal is to try and make the benefits of all of this stuff as accessible as possible to everyone. I want my grandmother using this. I want, you know, my neighbor Joe using this. I want my 16-year-old nephew using this. Like, I want people to be able to have access to the benefits of what this brings. Not just the benefits of the physical training itself, because again, the physical training is just the vehicle. My purpose and my drive is to bring resources and services that assist people to improve the quality in their life. That's what I want to do. That's where my passion lies, to help people transform their lives and to be able to be of assistance in the way that I best know how. And so I want this stuff to be accessible so that not only do they gain all the physical benefits, but the benefits in the way that I deliver them through the programs and Dare to Evolve. So I want it to be accessible. So my first thing was like, okay, so this isn't, you know, this isn't going to be accessible to everyone. And so I then went back and then took each flow and broke them down into two components that people are working with so that it was a little more accessible as you're going through. Because I actually believe if done with diligence and done following the program, following a logical step-by-step program to get you there, that a lot of people will actually be able to get this quite quickly. And so, yeah, so, and I'm excited to see. I actually, for me, the success in a program is not actually in just the, like, having a really big successful launch. For me, that's just kind of the start. It's nice to kind of get it out there and get people, you know, get it into people's hands, but now this is just the beginning. You know, the success of the program is in the implementation by those who now have it, which is the whole purpose of it. And that, right back to the very first one I made with the Club Bell Mass Evolution, I wasn't worried about how many of these are we going to sell, or how big is this first massive launch going to be. I wanted to see how many people are actually going to use it. Because that's the part that, as a health and fitness professional, I see all the time. People have shelves load worth of programs that they just never touch. They're like, yeah, I got it. I was really excited. And then they never actually do it. And so I knew a telltale sign of whether these programs were working were if people were actually using it. And I was really, really pleased when Club Bell Mass Evolution, within, it was almost a year, it was not quite a year, of having launched the program, I had 6 women who had completed the program in its entirety. For me, that was huge. I mean, among other people who have also completed it. But Club Bell Mass Evolution was a program that, you know, on the physical standpoint, was geared towards building muscle mass. If you have a program that is geared towards building muscle mass, most women, as you would know, are going to turn and walk as far away as possible from it in the other direction.
Uh-uh.
Right?
No way.
No way.
I don't want to look like one of those bodybuilders.
Exactly. And so the telltale sign that Club of Mass Evolution was a success was I had 6 women inside of a year who had completed the whole program, and they loved it.
Those are just the ones who told you.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the ones who wrote in and said, Shane, this is awesome. And we're not talking, you know, super crazy fitness enthusiasts. Women, crazy fitness enthusiasts, women, all of you, I love you guys. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying these were like just stay-at-home mom, you know, people who hadn't worked out in a while, like people who are not, would not naturally gravitate to this. And so for me, that was the benchmark, and that's been my goal with each program, is just how accessible is this, and are people actually using it? So for the Club Bell Flow Evolution, that's what I wanted. I wanted the accessibility, and I wanted people to be able to use it. I wanted it to be as easy as possible for people to dive in and move through. So when you're in terms of, you know, these were big, they're big flows, and what all of you out there with the Club Bell Flow Evolution are seeing are components of the bigger flows. Are we going to see the whole picture in its entirety eventually? Yes, we will. But that will be something down the road once we've had more people having gone through the Club Bell Flow Evolution as it is now and being able to go through and just sort of get themselves to a place where they're like, you know, I'm hungry. I'm ready for a little more, Shane. And I fully believe that outside of my being able to offer those as other options, that the more people train this, they're not going to get it off the first cycle. You know, the first 3-month cycle through, they're not going to be at that place. Not yet. But the more they work it and the more proficient they become within the Club Bell training itself, and its application to Club Bell flows, and how you kind of build from the basics to the combos into flows, that we are going to start to see more and more people. Like, people are going to be inspired to creatively go in and just create their own flows as it speaks to, as their body is expressing it, you know, because each of these flows, while built in a way to help people tap into, you know, more into Club Bell training and then into the Serenity itself, they're still very personal flows. Actually, any flow that you do, you know, all yoga flows, all, you know, now Club Bell flows, any kind of combination routines are all a very personal expression of the people who create them. And it was really nice, actually. I've had a few comments on from folks who have done it, from the beta testers and folks who have looked in, who have just gotten back to me and said, Shane, this is a great program. It looks amazing, but this is like a work of art. And that really touched me when I was told that, because it meant that it was what they were seeing. I was effectively expressing the passion that went into this project, and that I think that I hope that creativity and that sort of, yeah, that creative inspiration helps spark others, helps spark the creative inspiration within others to be able to apply, you know, this in what they do and how they can start to shift what their idea of physical fitness can mean, and how to apply it. And so that, you know, that for me is sort of part of the big end goal. Now, do I want people going out and just flailing into flows right away? No, not at all. Take the time to work with the programs. Club bell flows have never been done before. And when I created it back in 2010, it wasn't even a concept that within the community of those who do club bell training was being talked about. It wasn't seen. No one was even talking about it as a concept. And so I did recognize that it's not that it wasn't a natural evolution of club bell training because of everything else that we do within the circular strength training system. It hadn't happened yet. No one was talking about it. It wasn't being brought up. And so at the time when I came up with it, I knew this was going to change club bell training. And I knew it was going in how it gets applied in the context of where you can take it. But it wasn't ready to come out earlier on. And we can touch on that a bit more later. But it wasn't ready to come out, so it sort of had been waiting for the right time to be presented. And so the idea, so I mean, now that that's going to start, now that that's getting out there, you know, I've shown examples, you've shown an example, we're going to start seeing more and more examples as people want to get more creative and start exploring some of these things, which is great. I just hope that people will take the time to learn the application of club bell training itself physically, to learn it and get it in their system first, properly with safe biomechanics. Because there is no doubt you can hurt yourself training with a club bell if you don't apply it in a way that allows you to do so safely. And we've seen many examples. This is not to knock those people on YouTube whose examples we've seen where they're just, you cringe. And oftentimes, luckily, it's not a lot of people who are just using it for their own training. Luckily and unfortunately, there is a lot of that. The majority seem to be coming from those who want to take club bell training on themselves, like as in trainers who want to take club bell training on as something that they offer. And the scary thing about that is that if they're offering it in the manner that they are using it, not having taken the time to really train this stuff, then not only are they setting themselves up to be hurt, but they are also setting up their clients to get hurt. And so I think it's really, really important now as a, you know, in terms of the Club Bell Flow Evolution or any of the other Club Bell Evolution programs or any other Club Bell program coming from circular strength training, like take the time to do the program, to learn the components, to do the movements so that you can do so safely. And then from there, I'm excited to see what people feel creatively inspired to come up with, to where it goes for them. That it's a journey, that it's not a, hey, let's jump on the newest thing and just flail this stuff around because it's the cool thing to do. Before I ever got to this stuff, I took the time and I was diving in deep and did the training. And that's why in the programs that I offer, in trying to make it as accessible as possible, I am exhaustive in the detail that I go into to apply the club bells. I actually, it's funny because most people seem to really appreciate the length that I go to in detailing the club bell components and how to do it safely and properly. And then there's a few who are like, okay, just show me how to do it. And I'm happy to show, but I also want to make sure that's a due diligence and responsibility on my part to ensure that there is, you know, there is that the nuts and bolts of it are there as well, to make sure that people can, you know, then it's in your hands and you have to decide to what extent you're going to take the time to learn. But it's really funny because the length of the time that I take to explain all the little details, I hold myself back. I could probably go three times as long and watch for this and remember this. But it's just way too much information. And that's all stuff that comes from putting in the time, the hours, and eventually, you know, the months and the years of training with it that you start to come to that stuff. So it's about finding that balance of trying to give everything to keep everyone safe, to give them a solid platform to move on. And that's part of the accessibility that I'm looking at for all of the Club Bell programs. So even though Club Bell Flow Evolution goes into full-on Club Bell flows, it still starts back at the basics. And it still starts, and it's still very progressive. And it gives time for people to go in and work this stuff. You know, if you have a solid month, you will have the foundation of what you need to then move into the next. And the progressions are really minute. I hope seamless. So far, luckily, the feedback has been that it's quite seamless. Like the beta testers kind of went from one to the next thinking it would be a new, huge learning curve, but it wasn't. It was seamless enough that they went, oh, okay, yeah, this is actually a very natural progression, and now I have the time to work that and groove it into my nervous system so that by the time I get to the Club Bell Flow, it's already working. Because that's another aspect of the Club Bell Flow Evolution is moving through a Club Bell Flow, there is a pattern to it. It is kind of like doing a dance, and or for those who do martial arts, doing their forms or katas. There is an element of that to it that is, you know, the same in any form of physical movement that applies that kind of a pattern as you're moving through. But to do that requires you to be really, really aware. Like, you don't have time, like, you cannot think about anything else. You have to focus on this. And that's another big part of why using club bells in the context of Club Bell Flows fits so well with the theme of serenity in the hurricane, because it wipes clean anything else you may be trying to think about. Because if you try and think about anything else, whack! You know, club bell in the shoulder or in the leg or in the head. You have to really be there in the moment doing it. And so it actually starts also turning into a moving meditation so that now instead of having to try and get away from the hurricane of life and all of the craziness and insanity to have a quiet space, you know, and to find meditation, you can actually start accessing the benefits of the meditation while you're doing your workout and creating that space to then take into the rest of your day as you're going through. So So that accessibility is really important to me. And so that's why with the Club Bell Flow Evolution, each component, the mobility, the hurricane healing mobility, the flow force endurance, and the cyclone strength, I split them down into two so that they don't have to think about super complex, like it's not, so that it's not so overwhelming that they just either run away or find themselves paralyzed. And because just like anything that we do, you know, even in life, you can really throw yourself at whatever you're doing, but there does come a point that you can only do it so much. And there does come a point where it's just overload for your system. And so both from a physical training standpoint and the whole, you know, the mental, emotional, spiritual side standpoint, it's something that eases you. The Club Bell Flow Evolution eases you into getting deeper and deeper into the hurricane. And that, you know, as you go deeper, the further you walk into the hurricane, the crazier it gets. But there comes the point where you eventually then get to the eye of the hurricane where everything is. And so, yeah, so in terms of, you know, beginners coming in, I feel that the programs are actually built in such a way that beginners can totally access this because they're not jumping into full-on Club Bell flows right away because of the way the program is designed. It is not meant to be a completely crazy advance, something just for those who have been doing it for a long time. It's meant for everyone just coming in and yet still having a place to build up to, still having a place to kind of work into where they can start to have the beta testers across the board just really enjoyed the program. By the time they got the flows, they were like, I'm just having a lot of fun. This is just so great. And because from a physical or a neurological standpoint, it stimulates our nervous system and by wiping our mind clean of everything else we have to be thinking about, it really puts you in this space of that kind of creative play as you're going. And then on top of that, if I haven't, you know, beaten a dead horse enough, I've given like over 2 years worth of training options in this thing to make sure that people could access it. So there's, you know, for the slightly more advanced users, so that because, you know, Club Bell flows even to the advanced practitioner is still something new. So they're still going to get something out of this. Especially because for me, in putting it out there, it's not just about giving a physical training program. It's about how do I apply it to my life and how do I use it as that vehicle. So there's loads and loads of benefits for the advanced practitioner. And I actually gave a compressed version where they're not spending quite as much time in the earlier basics if those are things that they already have. It just gives them time to groove the movements to eventually move into the flow. But for those coming in, there's the full 3-month program, and in each program you're working with the two flows within each program. And if that is too much, then there's the programming option that I've provided where you split that. And so then you have an option to just go in and work a single flow so that you can do, you know, if Hurricane Healing Mobility is a 3-month-long program, but just even the complexity of what's there feels a little overwhelming, it gets split. And this is the same for all of them. They get split into two so that rather than trying to work with two different flows, you're only working with one flow. And in phase one, you're only working with the basics of the one flow. In phase two, you're only working with the combos of the one flow. So super, super accessible. To answer your question, as the devil's advocate, of whether, you know, club bell flows and the club bell flow evolution would be accessible to the total beginner.
Absolutely. It's really good stuff, man. I'm just out here walking on my porch listening. You're covering everything that I wanted to talk about. I'm not even having to ask these questions for them. We're moving right along. This is really good. I'm glad that you brought up accessibility, and I figured that you would because, you know, you sent me all the materials you sent to your beta testers, and I looked over it all, and I was incredibly impressed. I was like, yeah, this program is going to be awesome. And then when I finally downloaded the actual product and looked through everything, I was just like, I was almost speechless. And it wasn't just because of, you know, the professionalism and the quality of the materials. It was because of how accessible and user-friendly everything is. And I was just like, this is what people need. And knowing what I knew already by looking at the program and seeing how you've created a foolproof path for taking rudimentary club bell exercises, swings, cleans, all the basics, transitioning that into the combination routines, and then transitioning that into club bell flows, which is a brand new concept in the club bell training sphere. I was just like, wow, this is definitely accessible. This is what people. This is the next evolution of club bell training. This is what people are looking for, and anybody could get started with this, even if they only have a single 5-pound club bell. And that's really probably the biggest take-home point that I got from looking through the program. Like, anybody could do this, and this is exactly there's something in here for everybody. And, you know, without a doubt, you know, I said it in my review. I think the club bell flow evolution is the hands down best club bell training program available today out of everything else that's out there. And it's mainly for these reasons, because you're not just giving everybody the tools that they need to succeed. You're giving them a blueprint, which is a foolproof system that will take them by the hand wherever they are today, whatever their needs are, whatever their skill or conditioning level is, whatever equipment they have on hand, whatever their needs are today, you're meeting them where they are and showing them how to progress to something deeper. And it's not just a physical training program, it's a lifestyle transformation program. And that's just a bonus, right? Because most people buy this stuff because they want to get in better shape or they should exercise, but what we really need, what we're really all truly after, is better lives and better whatever that means to us. So this has just been a real treat. I'm just, like, been soaking it all in. I almost don't even know what to ask anymore because you covered everything, you darn fitness professional. I guess we could probably wrap it up. I mean, we've talked for about an hour now, so yeah. I mean, it's already 2:02 Eastern time. So where can our listeners find more information about you, your mission, and your programs?
Well, you can find everything at daretoevolve.tv, and that has everything. We've been really working hard over the last year to integrate everything into a single place to make it really easy for everybody to find. And so that includes Club Bell Mass Evolution and Club Bell Hero Evolution, just kind of bringing everything into one place. And so you'll find everything there. And the nice thing is at the site, we have the programs there on top of the programs. If you're still just kind of exploring and checking this stuff out, I have the blog that I post regularly, which is a mix of, the practical training and fitness aspect side of things, as well as the whole side of just the application of this training and the improvement of our lives and the personal development. There's an extensive library of physical training exercises, so there's a mix of body weight and club bell in terms of just free tutorials that you can go in and get started right away with and check that out. There's the access to the newsletter that I provide on a monthly basis, and you get the ebook, The Heart of Evolution, just to get you going. There's also the I like to have some fun with the videos that I create, and so there's just some fun, inspirational type stuff that you
Not
can
you?
Go in if you're
you.
if you're ever looking to take, you're feeling a little lower and you just need something as a pick me up, and provide those as well in a way to just kind of like, okay, you know, maybe I can get my session in, but really trying to create a central hub that allows for everyone's needs to be met there while giving them a place to go deeper and further if they want. And are looking to do that, which I hope is the end goal for all of us. So daretoevolve.tv. And if anyone's interested, same moniker, Dare to Evolve. You'll find me on YouTube, you'll find me on Facebook, and you'll find me on Twitter. If in terms of social networking, those are the ways in which you get your information, I provide through that as well, just to give everyone as much accessibility to the tools and resources available.
Well, you heard it here, folks, daretoevolve.tv, and I recommend that if any of this information intrigued you at all and you're not following Shane's work already, that you head over there and sign up for his YouTube channel and his newsletter and a follow on Facebook, whatever you got to do to just stay in touch. I definitely recommend that you take action on that right away. So, Shane, it's been a pleasure. This has been a great interview. It doesn't seem like it's been an hour at all because it's just been great. As usual, I guess we can expect that when we get on the phone.
Yes, always.
So thanks again for being here.
And John, brother, thank you very much. It's always an absolute pleasure getting on here with you. And as I've mentioned to everyone else, as I'm always very clear about, I actually very much appreciate your taking the time to really kind of dive in and look at and review the materials that I bring forward, because, folks, John is one of the most incredible, and we're not saying this just because we actually really like each other, you know, and that we're actually really good friends. I'm saying this for the exact opposite because, you know, you may think, oh, those guys are just, they're friends. Of course they're going to say nice things about each other. But no, honestly, when the Club Bell Mass Evolution was coming out, the first person I went to was John Sifferman. John, would you be willing to do a review on this? Because when there are reviews on products that I'm interested in, where's the first place I go? I go to thephysicalliving.com and John Sifferman, because despite his own personal feelings on any particular thing, he is also the most, he really, really works at coming at it from a neutral standpoint, to be as unbiased as possible. We can never truly get rid of all biases, but to really come in and take what's there at face value. And he's not afraid to share his thoughts. And, John, that is a level of integrity that I have always really admired about you and really appreciate. And so for me, it's a real honor to have you be able to take the time and look at the stuff that I have to offer, because I know whatever comes out is not for me, but is for everybody else out there, and giving them an opportunity to decide whether it's for them or not. And so I just wanted to say thank you. And as always, these chats are, I love them. I could keep going. Folks, you guys have another hour? Because John and I will keep going for another hour.
We could. I mean, we've spent an entire hour just talking about Shane's hairstyle. Believe me, we could go on.
Which has been under debate from another number of different directions. So.
Right. Well, thank you, Shane. I've never been good at accepting compliments, so I'll just say thank you. The pleasure is mine, and I'm really happy to get this information out to the people who are looking for it and who would, you know, really truly benefit from it if they do the work, because it's not easy. But if you commit to it, it will definitely change your life. So I guess we're wrapping up then. unless you want to talk about, let's see, what could we talk about? I don't know. Well, did you hear my dog snoring here on the porch about 5 minutes ago?
No, didn't hear
that. Okay, I'm glad. I didn't want that to show up on the recording. He's been taking a nap the whole time, just out here on my back porch, and I hear the most obnoxiously loud snore, and I'm like, oh, man, how am I going to, that's when Shane was talking, how am I going to edit that out? I'm not like an editing expert. I can splice a section out and put a new section in, but I can't do that.
How do I phase out Ronan?
Glad that didn't. I know, Ronan's just laying there. I mean, I was telling you before the call, we took him for a run yesterday, and he almost died again. But
yeah.
I'm happy he's taking a nap, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear a thing. But, of course, I was rambling on, so.
All right. All right. Well, good stuff. Yeah, this has been great. My people are going to love this. And
that's good. I'm glad you sort of brought up the hour time. I was like, holy mackerel. I can't.
Oh, I know. I'm looking at the clock here. I'm like, it's already after two.
I already had, two other little points in my head that I was like, oh, yeah, I have to remember to bring that up. But I won't bring it up yet because I'm sure John's going to, like, ask about it.
Oh, did we not cover something that you want to? Because I can plug this into the end.
No. I think... You know, maybe. I mean, if you're up for it, sometime down the road,
we
could do. If you want to do a part two, I'd be happy to. So I was like,
yeah. Why don't you just send me my script and we'll do it.